So this talk is about ERP, which is a new mobile platform that has principal storage, sharing, and protection for apps. Personal computing platforms are evolving. A couple of decades ago, we still heavily relied on desktops. At that time, applications mostly work individually. They rely on the OS to store and exchange data in the form of files, which is a uniform abstraction of data provided by the OS. This makes it easy for the OS to enforce access control using very simple mechanisms like file ownership and permissions, as well as file descriptors or file handles held by app processes. But things have changed since we entered the mobile era. We now have much more apps than before. Although they still use files provided by the OS or the platform, an important trend is now they also interact with each other as much as with the platform. For instance, they may use Google Drive or Dropbox to manage storage, which used to be purely the task of the OS. They may also use Facebook or Twitter to authenticate users, and some other apps to manage contacts, calendars, and media collections. But this complicates data protection. Well, we want to check what apps have access to what data. On one hand, the OS or the platform is still responsible for checking file accesses. But on the other hand, the interactions among apps also require some checks to be done by the apps themselves. This is because these apps have very different high-level semantics, like contact information, photo albums, and calendar events. They are not just files. Instead, these apps have very different data models, which means how they use data structures to represent the semantics. They also have quite different protection requirements. As a result, we no longer have a simple principled way to protect data for all of these apps. Instead, developers have to write their own ad hoc checks. Next, I will use an example to show you how ad hoc checks would look like and why they are problematic. Consider we are the developer of an app that manages photos for the user, and is also responsible for checking accesses from other apps. So first, let's design a data model for this app. Suppose we want to organize photos with albums and maintain metadata in a database. So we need some database rows. But we also want to keep indexes to the actual photo files and thumbnail files. Now, with this data model, let's define some simple protection requirements. Suppose we just want each app to have its own private photos and albums that no other apps can access, and they also share some public photos and albums. For instance, this shows us the private photos and album of Snapchat, and another app has a different set of private photos. The rest of the data are public and shared by all apps. Now let's see how we can actually implement this protection. First, we have to implement our own fine-grained permissions. We decided to change the database schema a little bit to add some ACL columns. And we use extra where clauses to filter the query results. This requires some effort. And also, we have to be careful about potential attacks like SQL injections. But what about files? We can't use the standard user group other permission bits to encode access rights for so many apps. Instead, we have to find some workaround. For instance, we can disallow these files to be directly accessed by other apps. Instead, they have to receive these files via inter-process communications. At this point, you might not think this is too bad. However, if we keep adding practical features, this app will become more and more complicated. For instance, how can apps change permissions using what APIs? And what if we want a group of apps to access certain photos? How do we manage membership? And what if we want to hide the location information of a photo from a Snapchat? Do we need a new set of permissions just for locations? You can see that this is becoming non-trivial. In fact, ad hoc checks are hard and error-prone. And this is true not only for this photo manager, but for all apps that want fine-grained access control. And developers have to go through a similar painful process. And in reality, most developers actually give up fine-grained protection. Instead, they would choose a so-called all-or-nothing protection. That means to let other apps have access to either all of the data or none of the data. But this is a clear violation of this principle of least privilege. As a result, many of the apps we normally use have insufficient protection. I have listed a few here, but probably you can find more. Ideally, we want a way to separate the specification from enforcement. That means the app only needs to specify the data model with protection requirements. But it should be the platform which enforces the protection for the app, not relying on developers to write their own ad hoc checks. However, there's a problem in existing platforms, which is a semantic gap between the app and the platform. While the app relies on highly structured data abstractions, but the platform only understands unstructured byte streams like files. So it has no visibility to the data model of this app, so it can't help to protect the data in a fine-grained way. To fix this problem, we need a platform to understand the structured data, which means we need some platform-level abstraction and protection for structured data that can be directly used by apps to give visibility to the platform for the data model and protection requirements. And that's the basic motivation of ERP. This is a new platform where the relational model is the platform-level abstraction of the data. Relational databases are very popular in mobile development, like SQLite. But they are currently used as lab-level libraries instead of being part of the operating system. Instead, in ERP, an app can directly specify its relational schema inside the platform. And importantly, the protection requirements are integrated as part of the data model directly, which means developer can just annotate the relational schema in order to specify its requirements. And importantly, it is the platform that enforces protection for this app. To make all these features practical, our key mechanism is a set of uniform data access APIs called subset descriptors. They are capability handles which basically represent an access control view of the underlying data. But they are more than just static database views, and I'll give some details later. The same relational model and APIs unify storage and inter-app services because it can be backed by either a real database or some virtual tables implemented by an app using some callbacks. These virtual tables can represent a service to other apps. In this way, inter-app services are protected in the same way as for storage. And this service can also be used as a local proxy for remote service like Facebook. In this way, third-party apps can be given restricted access to users' Facebook account without relying on complicated protocols like OAuth. Subset descriptors are lightweight and flexible. They can be obtained by an app opening a database or service, very much like file descriptors in Linux. A subset descriptor can also be downgraded by adding more restrictions. For example, you can exclude some sensitive rows and columns. And a subset descriptor can also be transferred to another app, which is a delegation mechanism that allows the other app have temporary access to the underlying data. This usually happens after the descriptor is downgraded. Now let's come back to the photo manager example in the context of ERP. This figure shows the schema of this app, where we have three types of objects: albums, photos, and tags associated with photos. They're stored in different tables. And ERP also allows us to directly embed files to the database schema. So we can use the file type column to keep the actual photo files. So it supports operations including to view photos directly, view photos in an album, and search photos with certain tag. Now, recall the protection requirements, where we want apps to have their own private data, and they also share public data. Now let's see how we can specify this requirement into ERP. First, we can annotate some tables to contain per object permissions or per row ACLs. This is a very standard concept and is directly supported in ERP. But if we just have fine-grained permissions, this will have problem if we share collections of data. For instance, if we want to share an album that already exists, we not only need to update ACL of this album object, we also need to transitively update the ACL of all the photos and all the tags inside this album. This complicates permission management and creates challenges for consistency. That's why we introduced a new concept called capability relationships, which means we can annotate certain cross-table relationships to confer access rights in one direction. For instance, we can specify that having access to an album confers access to its photos, and then a photo confers access to its tags. In this way, we can completely avoid the previous problem. And they also help us to achieve flexible access control scenarios with fairly simple ACLs. At this time, we're done with specifying the data model as well as the protection requirements. So we can hand over to the platform in order to enforce protection for us. However, in the same time, capability relationships also create a new challenge for efficiency, which is now objects, the access rights on one object may depend on other objects. That means if we want to determine whether an app has access to an object, we may need some cross-table checks. And if we do this cross-table check for every access, it'll be very inefficient. Fortunately, we have a way to minimize cross-table checks with the help of subset descriptors. Our solution is to use subset descriptors to buffer the computed access rights. For instance, if the app already executes a query successfully, then this is a proof that it already has access to all the objects inside this result. So ERP allows it to derive new descriptors which directly allow access to individual photos in this result, and even tags of the individual photos. So subset descriptors are a powerful mechanism. But if at this time they also sound harder to use to you, we have a way to make it simpler. We have a library that implements higher level APIs, which hides the details about descriptor management. With this library, you don't need to explicitly worry about managing descriptors and buffering access rights in descriptors. Instead, you can work with the higher level of object graph APIs and easily manage your structured data. Now, I'll briefly talk about the implementation of ERP. ERP's prototype is a browser-based platform. Browser-based platforms include things like Chrome, Firefox OS, Windows Universal Apps, and some cross-platform frameworks like PhoneGap. We choose this type of platforms because here, apps are purely written in web code, like JavaScript. And the structured APIs, like database, are included as part of the platform, which is the browser runtime. This allows us to conveniently add fine-grained protection on top of the structured API, but still inside the platform. Our paper also has some discussions about potential ways to adapt ERP innovations into more traditional systems like Android. Besides the Photo Manager app, we have other apps like Contacts and Email, which can benefit from ERP's platform-level protection in similar ways. We also built some local proxy apps for remote services like Elk-based social service and Google Drive cloud storage. In this way, third-party apps can access the user's social service and cloud storage without using complicated protocols like OAuth. And finally, we have some performance numbers to show that expressive access control can be fairly efficient. With our micro benchmarks on both storage and interrupt service show that in most of the cases, ERP apps actually outperform the baseline Firefox OS apps. This is because ERP apps directly use SQLite database, where Firefox OS apps use IndexedDB, which is a layer built on top of SQLite that has certain overhead. But this is also because that access control in ERP is much cheaper than the overhead of using IndexedDB. We also have some macro benchmarks on remote services. If the third-party app accesses a remote service using our local proxy apps, then we measured that the local proxies add under 8% of overhead for latency. In conclusion, we found an inconsistency in data abstractions of existing platforms, where the app heavily relied on structured data, but the platform only understands unstructured byte streams. Instead, ERP provides the structured data as a platform-level abstraction in order to achieve principle of storage, sharing, and protection for all apps. Thank you.
OK, I have a question. So do you assume hierarchical structure in the relations?
Well, we don't assume strict hierarchical, which means a tree sort of node. But we currently assume the capability relationships should be a DAG. But there can be regular relationships that do not carry access rights. And we don't have restrictions on those kind of relationships.
I guess my question is, let's say you have tags at the bottom in your hierarchy, right? If I want to say, if my tag is the star rating that I give to photos or whatever, and I say all photos that are rated 4-star and above, I want to share with my friends, how easy is it to express in this model?
Well, that sounds like the 4-star is more like a album instead of like a tag.
It could be across all albums, right? So.
Right. But an easier way to do that is to have an album called high rating photos and to do that.
Hi, Dave Aran. This might be easy, but does this platform easily accommodate externalities in the access control policy that aren't actually related to the data but are related to environmental characteristics that affect the access control permissions? So for example, I can pull up my contacts unless I'm at Starbucks on an unprotected Wi-Fi. The app will only do certain things with the data if it's not on a VPN tunnel. Is there a way to, this seems like a closed model describes only the data but not the externalities of the environment of the application when it's accessing the data?
Well, this is mostly about the interactions among apps. But I guess for that kind of environmental stuff, I think that you can, if it's just for this app itself, it can use like standard techniques like encryption to protect against like untrusted Wi-Fi. But we're just thinking about different apps are different principles in a mobile phone platform. They're developed by different companies, and they protect the user data in different ways.
The encryption only protects the data. It doesn't execute the policy as to whether the data should be decrypted and whether the key should be provided to the app under these circumstances.
This framework can be extended such that you can have an analyzer of your an external environment, then based on those environments, you can configure the access rights in this system.